Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Giannis has a New York Times article that just came out, and one of the quotes in it is, you know, I got a notification, could Giannis leave Milwaukee? It says, quote from Giannis, I would not be the best version of myself if I don't know that everybody's on the same page, everybody's going for a championship, everybody's going to sacrifice time away from their family like I do, and if I don't feel like that, I'm not signing. Giannis on signing an extension with the Bucks next summer. That's his quote.
But hasn't he said that in the past about
Who he's going to play with? There's nothing new about that. I mean, it's basically just saying as long as he said this his whole career. He never has said, I 100% am staying with the Bucks my whole career, no matter what. He said, as long as this is a place that I can win, as long as everybody's on the same page of we need to win and we need to not let up and we're going for championships, then I'll stay, you know, and as he should. Like, he's not just giving them, okay, no matter what, I'll stay with you. He's saying, as long as we're all on the same page, we're good. And then in this article, it says, so this is from Giannis. Again, I'm reading this on the fly here, but
it's like live radio, except it's a podcast, but here we are.
It says, Milwaukee fired its coach and hired its Adrian Griffin, who had been an assistant head coach for the Toronto Raptors. That change, Antetokounmpo said, is part of why he is unsure if he'll sign an extension. You've got to see the dynamics, he said, how the coach is going to be, how we're going to be together. At the end of the day, I feel like all my teammates know and the organization knows that I want to win a championship. As long as we're on the same page with that and you show me and we go together to win a championship, I'm all for it. The moment I feel like, oh yeah, we're trying to rebuild, he paused briefly before continuing. There will never be hard feelings with the Milwaukee Bucks. He said, I believe that we've had 10 unbelievable years, and there's no doubt I give everything for the city of Milwaukee. Everything, every single night, even when I'm hurt, I am a Milwaukee Buck. I bleed green. I know this. This is my team, and it's going to forever be my team. I don't forget people that were there for me and allowed me to be great and to showcase who I am to the world and gave me the platform, but we have to win another one. At the end of the day, being a winner, it's over that goal. He said, winning a championship comes first. I don't want to be 20 years in the same team and don't win another championship.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, by all reports that I saw, he signed off on Adrian Griffin.
Yeah,
that's what I saw. I didn't see anything about him not kind of questioning whether or not this was the right move, getting a first-time head coach the keys to the car of trying to win a championship. So unless those reports were untrue and he didn't sign off on this, I don't see what the issue is here. Is the issue just that they fired Bud? And he's mad that they fired the guy that they won a world championship with? Because remember, he was mad they fired Jason Kidd, if we remember correctly. And now Budenholzer's the latest one. And like he said, loyalty is a big thing with him. He won a ring with Bud, right? So it makes sense that he would probably not be happy if this was an issue that they got rid of Bud.
Yeah, he's not mad that they got rid of Bud. Look, let's not even go there. Everyone knows that. And
go back and read that quote about Adrian Griffin again. Go back and read that quote about Adrian Griffin again.
I will. It's not saying he's mad, but it's just saying I got to make sure we're on the, he's basically saying if Adrian Griffin comes in here and nobody's on the same page and it really blows up, okay, that could be something that causes me to leave. It says, you've got to see the dynamics, how the coach is going to be, how we're going to be together. At the end of the day, I feel like all my teammates know and the organization knows that I want to win a championship. As long as we're on the same page with that and you show me and we go together to win a championship, I'm all for it. The moment I feel like we're rebuilding, and then he goes into his other monologue. Right.
So you have 2 years. Then Giannis is up. Middleton, Drew, Brooke, I believe they're all up or can be up with player option, whatever, in 2 years. I wonder if this is Giannis telling them, reading the tea leaves, of I see what's happening here. Everybody's going to be up in 2 years, and then y'all can make a decision of all my guys are going to be gone, and I'm going to be sitting here with a whole bunch of new players possibly around me or whatever the case may be. Or maybe they've had the conversation with Giannis, which I cannot believe would have happened. But maybe the conversation was, dude, in 2 years, you know, you're going to be free to go where you want to go, and we're going to take a step back and try and rebuild this thing and try and build it back up. If they let him walk or suggest that they need to rebuild, and part of rebuilding is trading him to get a ton of draft picks and a sign and trade or whatever the case may be, and he's already saying, hey, if they want to rebuild, that's cool. No hard feelings. I'm out. I'm going to go play somewhere where I have a chance to win a championship. I guess I kind of understand, but average Bucks fan is not going to understand if they gently nudge Giannis out the door to do a rebuild in a couple of years. People are not going to understand that. You are not going to understand that. You are going to be livid if they gently nudge Giannis out the door to essentially do a rebuild in Milwaukee, knowing full right well the odds of them ever finding another superstar like Giannis is slim to none at this point.
Yeah, again, we're not ever going to go into a rebuild intentionally with Giannis, and that's not going to happen.
He's not going to allow it. He just said it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they're never going to choose, oh, well, we really should blow it up. Okay, Giannis, we're okay losing you. That's not going to happen. It's not. Like, they're always going to try to put the best team around him. They're always going to try to get him to stay. Now, if they get to a point where the team that they put around him really just sucks and they're not competing, then yeah, he's probably going to end up leaving. And that's as he should. Like, there's nothing wrong
Nathan,
with that.
But Nathan, you have 2 years. And I'm going to use air quotes.
That's not true. What are you talking about?
Coincidence. They're all pretty much rolling out at the same point in 2 years.
With this core, you have 2 years.
Right, but then what? Because Giannis,
you
I'm
can
sure
trade.
Remember
we talked about it, we talked about this already. We said if they don't win this year, they got 3 first-round picks to trade next year. They've got Drew Holiday's contract to trade. They've got Brooke Lopez's contract to trade. They can make so many moves that people don't even fathom right now. Everyone just thinks, oh, you signed Chris and Brooke to extensions. You have to just – everyone kind of just assumes that – they're just going to keep those guys for all those years. If things aren't working, they're going to change. They're going to make trades. They're going to do whatever they can to put the best team around Giannis and maximize the future, maximize what they're doing. Like, that's what they're going to do.
But Nathan, don't you think Giannis is looking at everybody's contract situation and going, hey, I'm not an idiot. Like, I'm seeing how this is all lining up. And I'm just going to re-indicate to everybody that I want to continue to win championships. So whatever the plan is going to be in 2 years, if you want me to sign here long-term, you're going to have to lay out a plan for me to be here. Before, they gave Middleton that big deal and assured him that his guy Middleton was going to be with him. And that was a pretty good starting point for Giannis, knowing that Middleton was going to be there. Now everybody is going to kind of be in that same boat. Now you're right. Maybe they don't play well next year, maybe they're going to play well. We know they're going to win the East, but you get to the playoffs, let's say you get bounced early. Now, everybody's going to look at Adrian Griffin and blame Adrian Griffin. But if they turn around then and blow up that core, let's say, you know, come the summertime and Drew Holiday gets traded and Brooke gets traded because Brooke doesn't fit what they want to do defensively and Drew's getting older, so they move on from Drew. And now it's Giannis, Milton, and a couple of new guys and still Adrian Griffin after you just got bounced in the playoffs. I don't know, man. I don't know. You're the one that brought this up. Let the record show. I did not bring this up on this podcast. You did. And now you have started to panic around the city of Milwaukee, all over the place, because we're talking about it on the Green and Growing podcast, Nathan Marzian.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying it's, as you said, it's just a, it's him saying, hey, you know, so it's a, not a warning, but like a, it's just, hey, I guess you could say warning. Yeah, if this, you know, we're, again, it's just him reminding us, as he's done, he did this before he signed the Supermax.
Correct.
Plenty of times where he's like, I'm, you know, we got to stay committed to winning. I've got to know that, hey, this team is committed to winning. It doesn't have to mean that they're going to win championship after championship. Like, he's not just looking at it saying, you know, we lost, because we saw him in the post game after they lost to Miami. You know, he doesn't look at losses as just like, we lost, we failed, everything. So it's, no, it's a step. It's, if he thinks that this is something that they're going to build off of and they're going to look to get better. And, you know, again, all signs were that he wanted to change the coach. He wanted to get Adrian Griffin. So I think that's a good sign. And if they get better this year and, you know, even if they don't win the finals, if they get better and then maybe they make some changes and he's feeling better about the team, he's going to stay. Like, as long as they are committed to winning, he's going to stay. He's just not letting them off the hook and saying, yeah, no, I'll just stay here no matter what. I'm loyal no matter what. It's, I'm loyal as long as you guys remain committed to, you know, winning a championship and helping me achieve that goal, then I'll stay. And
the other thing that he said is he doesn't want one championship in 20 years with the same team. He did say that, right? I didn't hear you wrong.
He said, winning a championship comes first. I don't want to be 20 years on the same team and don't win another championship.
Correct. Only having one, right? Even though there are plenty of guys that never won one, like Barkley.
Which, look, that's, I mean, we can, everyone can be like, oh my God, that's common sense. What do you, like, do you want him to say, oh yeah, I just want to win one? No, he wants to win another championship.
Sure. So now, to me, it becomes, okay, so when we get to this crossroads, if there is that possibility of that super three again, and this time they're reaching out to Giannis to come play with them, whoever those other two guys are, you know, does that then become more intriguing than doing whatever it is that Milwaukee is going to do? To this point, he's not been a part of a super team. He's not been invited to be a part of a super team. He's kind of been on the outside looking in at all of this. When we get to that point in 2 years, is that opportunity going to be there for him to go play with a couple other star players in another city, larger market, probably somewhere else, New York, wherever, to go play and have a chance to win several rings? And then will he turn down that temptation to stay here with the possibility to win maybe one more ring? Or let's go the other way. Could Milwaukee be the city where a super team is built? Could Giannis be the guy that orchestrates two superstars like Damian Lillard and somebody else coming to play with him?
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more Messi. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to Messi exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessi. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.